from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You pointed this out to me. So Dove Kleiman, who's one of those big football insider people on the webs, on the interwebs, tweeted out the salaries of all of the major four sports commissioners. Roger Goodell making $63.9 million a year.
What?
$63.9 million. It was like 5 years ago he was pulling in $44
million. Yes.
Which was also pretty good. Think you can live off of that, the $44 million. Rob Manfred making 17.5, Adam Silver making 10, and then Gary Bettman making 9.5. What screams out to me immediately is that Adam Silver should probably make a lot more than Gary Bettman.
Yes.
He is stewarding right now the NBA through contract negotiations and TV rights deals. And they're going to be making $1.6 billion a year or something like that. And now TNT and Turner has a chance to match. $10 million when Gary Bettman's making 9.5. I'd be complaining if I were Adam Silver.
Mm-hmm.
As for Goodell, I think it's inarguable that he's done right by the owners and the franchises. So he has earned that money. The lightning rod guy seems to be Rob Manfred. And there are so many things wrong economically with baseball. We are Pirates fans. No fan base in professional sports can cry foul about the way that their league is structured more than Pittsburgh Pirates fans can cry about baseball. That being said, I think that he's done a good job. We watch every game. It's our job. But everyone who listens to this station, you're big-time sports fans. It is easier to watch baseball now than it has been since probably 1998, in my opinion.
Yes.
The games go faster. You've eliminated the shifts. It feels not all the way back, because we talked about the Schwarber thing in the last segment, but it feels more like baseball than it did 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago when they're shifting three true outcomes. I think the rule changes, the adding of extra wild card teams, because you're not going to have everybody that's paying the same. You've at least kept more fan bases engaged by inviting more teams, more organizations to the playoff table. I think Rob Manfred, for the sport, has done a really, really good job.
Extra innings as well with the second baseman.
I actually like that.
The thing that he's done, so what he has the pulse on the times. You know, we're in 2024, and I think that he understands that you need to grow the sport, you need to keep people engaged, and you need to get kids playing and falling in love with baseball again like they once did whenever we were younger and obviously before us. And their attention spans aren't that long. It just is what it is.
No, they're battling the smartphone as much as they're battling anything else.
So how do you evolve if you are an entity, a sports entity, with what the landscape is of younger people? And that's to make it engaging as possible and make it faster. Like, there's no loss. You want to make the game like, oh my gosh, like, look, I can't miss this. Oh my gosh, if I turn my head, I'm going to miss a pitch. Like, that's how I feel sometimes. Sometimes if I, like, go look, grab my phone, oh, man, I'm going to miss the Skeens pitch because it's going so fast.
Yeah, you got 14 seconds.
You got 14 seconds. So I think that he has done a fantastic job with creating the engagement and being locked in If for younger people,
mm-hmm.
and for everybody, really, but for younger people mostly, that's what you're targeting because you want to get them more involved in watching the sport.
And it should be pointed out too. I think everything you said is correct. When I talk about the economic structure of baseball, the players are as complicit in that as ownership. Major League Baseball's players union does not want there to be a salary cap, salary floor structure. They don't. They're never going to allow that to happen. It would take missing a full season, and then who even knows? Of a strike. Like that, it's not going to happen. And so Rob Manfred, knowing that, has done what he can to help fix the sport. I think you need eventually robot umpires.
Yeah.
I don't think that's keeping people from watching the game, though. But length of game before? Absolutely was.
Gosh.
You know, I always used to say, you can try to fix baseball, but you can't take the pace out of baseball. Baseball is inherently slow. He's proven me wrong.
Right.
It's sped up. And, you know, college football games aren't getting any shorter. NFL games aren't getting any shorter, but there's 17 of those. There's 12 college football games. You want to watch your team, you got 12 Saturdays to do it. You want to watch your NFL team, you got 17 Sundays or whatever to do it. Major League Baseball, you need to keep people's attention span 162 times.
Yeah.
You can't do that 4 hours a pop. You just can't. And you need more action in the game. And so when a ball is put in play, you need it to 30% of the time. Find some grass.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't getting that before because you put a ball in play and you wind up lining out to the third baseman who's playing in right field behind the second baseman.
Mm-hmm.
Like crap like that needed to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think Rob Manfred's done a really good job, and I don't want it to be lost either. The expanded playoffs is so huge. It's so huge. The Pirates are never going to spend $150 million. But you don't need to when you can bring three wild card teams to the playoffs every year. Like you have manufactured interest now in markets where you wouldn't have had interest before. Like when there was one wild card team, this year'd be the Braves.
Right.
It'd be done.
Done.
The Cardinals, sorry, probably not going to make it. Pirates, don't even think about it. Hey, the Nationals, they'll probably be sellers at the deadline. They're six-ish games back right now, but they can feel like they're kind of in it because there's two wild card teams. You know, Roger Goodell, I battled back against that when the NFL added playoff teams. But I get why you do it. I mean, you're selling more from a TV standpoint because you've got these games that matter that are now on television, but we here in Pittsburgh have a 500 baseball team, but we can hope and we can dream that they can make the playoffs because they made it easier to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. And especially in baseball, where it's basically the Premier League, where Manchester United's going to spend all this money, Manchester City's going to spend all this money, and then these also-ran programs like Sheffield United that nobody's even heard of. They're playing in the same league, but not really. The Pirates aren't the Yankees. The Pirates aren't the Dodgers. The Pirates aren't the Phillies. They're not the Mets. They're not the Red Sox. But if you lower the barrier of entry into the playoffs, you keep the fan base engaged. And I think he's done a good job of that.
Absolutely. I do question Bettman a little bit, though.
Absolutely.
Like I feel like there's ways that you can grow that sport and televise it and get more engagement there that they've been missing out. And I feel like it's kind of half, you know what?
They should have fought harder to have the NHL on ESPN instead of Versus.
Yes.
Instead of NBC.
Yes.
Because ESPN's only going to do what benefits them. And we have seen, since ESPN has been one of the rights holders, they're going to talk about it on SportsCenter.
Mm-hmm.
They have a new studio show that they set up, hosted by Butchie Gross, that they didn't have before. They did away with it whenever they lost the rights. Like ESPN ain't what it used to be, but ESPN still carries weight. And for him to not have seen the forest through the trees there, and they were on a channel, you'd be watching, it'd be fishing, and then it would be the NHL on Versus,
right.
And then it would be cornhole, for God's sakes, or bowling,
right.
Or not even the World Series of Poker, some off-brand poker game. And they don't market the stars either.
No.
And we just watched the All-Star game. If Paul Skeens would not have been named the starter by Torrey Lovello, he would have been named the starter by Rob Manfred. I have no doubt about that.
Yep.
A report came out to indicate that after it had already been mentioned that he was the All-Star Game starter. So he's got it figured out. and Gary Bettman doesn't. And I think that Adam Silver was super popular early with getting rid of Sterling and kind of being a player's commissioner. The ratings have kind of gone down in the NBA, but then if you wind up selling it for $1.6 billion, okay, so what? A little ratings drop. What's it mean? It's a drop in the bucket, whatever you consider the new TV deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be absolutely massive.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Gary Bettman comes in at a distant fourth.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.